There's a small school district in the southwest corner of Georgia. Now, it serves a mostly poor minority population, so it has lots of challenges. But it's also starting to beat the odds. WABE's Martha Dalton begins a series that takes us to Mitchell County.
Here's why Mitchell County stands out. It's a 90-90-90 school district. That is, at least 90% of students are minorities, at least 90% come from low-income homes, and 90% of those students are meeting or exceeding state standards. But it hasn't always been this successful.
I'm Robert Adams. I'm the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools.
A lot of people here credit this man, Robert Adams, with creating change in the district. He came here in 2005 as principal of Mitchell County High School.
When I came, the big people in town first said, "What'd you do to get sentenced here?" "We're praying for you, and you'll never change that school."
For the past year, he's been superintendent. Adams is retired from the Army. He remembers when he came to Mitchell County, there was a culture of low expectations. It was common for students to be promoted to the next grade, even if they weren't ready. Just 39% of seniors graduated his first year here. The valedictorian needed remedial help in college. And the kids who were passed along back then?
Now, they're really leaving here and they don't have the skill set. They can't get the ACT, SAT score to go to the next level. There's really no more options.
And there were other problems. For one, Adams says, the school didn't offer some basic classes, like algebra.
We did pre-algebra, concepts of algebra, applied algebra. Nobody took real algebra.
Now, kids take the hard algebra classes.
See, just like this, except for that vertex, all of this would be what?
Negative.
Adams added honors and college-level courses. Last year, almost 90% of seniors at Mitchell County High School graduated. This year, 25% graduated with associate's degrees in addition to their diplomas. Those students took classes on a college campus about 35 miles away. Lori Brinkley is the high school guidance counselor.
Mr. Adams asked me, "I want you to get on the bus and ride with them every day to Bainbridge and teach them how to be a college student."
So Brinkley rode with the students to Bainbridge State College each day. She helped them manage their time, meet deadlines, and solve problems that come with being a college student. But for kids that don't opt for college, Mitchell County now offers career courses, so students can leave high school prepared for the workforce. For example, in this on-site clinic where a blood drive is going on, students can become certified nurse's assistants. Or they can get teaching experience in this pre-kindergarten class that's at the high school. Students can graduate with a certificate to be a preschool teaching assistant. They also have a hydroponics house, where students grow, harvest, and sell vegetables. Senior Alan Brown was a student advisor for the school's agriculture group.
In 166 days, we can grow up to 5,000 plants. If we do it correctly, then that means a month we should have at least 1 million plants.
But Mitchell County's accomplishments aren't just the result of innovative course offerings. They've also had to change their thinking and accept a new teaching philosophy. That's where we'll start tomorrow when we continue this series. Martha Dalton, WABE News.